Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. It's kind of interesting weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I hope wherever you are, you're having some decent weather. We are in the one for the most important gardening activities of the year, really. So we'll talk about that. Work in quite a bit in Howard's garden and other things. Got some announcements to do for you. We've got our contest going to identify the photograph that's on dirtdoctor.com for you if you want to win one of the courses, the natural organic certification course. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and it's right there on the home page. I noticed briefly, I was looking at some of my email, and there's been one or two guesses already. I did not see a correct one yet, so it's not going to be a super hard one, but I think it'll be a little bit more difficult than the ones we've had the last few weeks. The certification course is online. It's 15 chapters that you take, and you take the you go through the video. You take the test at the end of each of the 15 chapters. At the end, if you're successful, passing all the tests, all the quizzes, 100%. You get certified with the Natural Organic Certification Program from Texas Organic Research Center. Telephone number to be on the show with me is 866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Yeah, we had a nice little rain this morning. Went outside loading up to come over here and started raining, rained hard. Had a nice little rain in Dallas. It moved through fairly fast. We may have some more rain this afternoon, it sounds like. So it's that time of year when the temperatures are cooling a little bit, although it's still hot as it can be. It's the days aren't as long, so things are really starting to change. It's just a great time to be doing a lot of gardening activities, planting new stuff. You'll hear some people say it's too late to plant sod, but that's not correct. It's a great time to plant the solid sod grasses. A little late to plant the summer turf from seed, but solid sod's a great time to do that. Great time to plant trees, great time to plant permanent plants, woody plants of all kind, permanent perennials, good time for that. Great time for color, annual color in the garden. Asters, mums, zinnias, marigolds, all those kinds of things that can give you some great growth from here right into frost, depending on where you are in the country, of course. And if you have some questions one way or another, give me a buzz. 866-444-3478. We have a newsletter that's out right now that is titled Color in the Garrett Garden. If you didn't see it, it'll give you an idea of some of the things that we have bloom at our in bloom at our place. It's kind of fun. Got a few things that are out of the ordinary, a bunch of things that are the usual, but we did kind of a collage of things that are in bloom, and you click on either the photograph or the little caption under the photograph, and it goes to the library entry that gives you more information about that plant if you want to have more. And what it does when I do these things, it makes me realize that in some cases I don't have quite as much information as I would like to, so I'm taking that advantage to add some photographs and add a little bit more information for you. And if you have any questions about any of that, give me a buzz. If you want the newsletter, it's a pretty good price. It's free. Just sign up on dirtdoctor.com. You'll get it electronically on a weekly basis. At the same place, you can click on the membership area information, and if you consider going that route, that's great. It is the one place that costs a little bit, but it has more information. There's a members area there that has videos and seminars and some things that are not covered on the main part of DirtDoctor.com. It's the place where you can go and get just a little bit more information than the basic website. Website's got a lot. It's deep, and the library covers everything in alphabetical order. You can go there, and you can go to the various chapters and get a lot of information. But the Organic Club of America is the members only. Also on the homepage there, it'll tell you how to sign up to take the online course if you don't win one. We've got some people calling in wanting to guess what that photograph is, so we'll get there in just a minute. I want to remind you that this weekend, for those of you that want to do a little traveling this end of this week, or if you're already in the Pittsburgh area, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that is, not Pittsburgh, Texas, where I'm from, but I'll be involved with the Mother Earth News Fair at Seven Springs Mountain Resort this Friday, September the 23rd through Sunday, September the 25th. Be speaking a couple of times. You can see all the details. 150. It's amazing how much stuff they do. They've got 150 workshops, 200 regional and national exhibitors that feature sustainable products and services, off-stage demonstrations, the keynote speakers, I'm one of those, great food, kids' activities, the list goes on and on and on. My speaking is Mother Earth News Stage, 11:30 to 1, to 12:30 on Saturday, and then the Modern Homestead setting stage 11:30 to 12:30 Sunday, and I'll be doing book signings after both talks. One of the things they do a great job of is that they have a jillion books on all the related subjects, organics, homesteading, and everything in between. I mean, it's large equipment stuff, small equipment, canning, vegetable gardening, of course, orchards, all that kind of thing. Joel Saladin, you probably heard him on the show last week with me. He will be talking about his beef activities, how he does his ranch operations at the Polyface Farms. And a lot of other people talking about similar and a lot of different things as well. So hope to see you there. The place it's going to be is a terrific place. It's Seven Springs Mountain Resort. It's owned by the parent company of Mother Earth News, and I just happened to have stayed there last year. Logan and Bo and I did a trip. Judy was on another trip to some other part of the world, and we went up to the east, and we stayed. We got a good tip about staying at this place, and that's where the whole event is. They take over the entire Seven Springs Mountain Resort, and it's almost worth, or probably is worth, the trip and the cost to just go see this place. It's beautiful. Food's good. I think you'll enjoy it. And a little side trip you can take there. This place is less than an hour from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but real close to Seven Springs is one of the most fantastic, quote-unquote, museums I've ever seen. I was extremely impressed. I've wanted to see it for a long time, but it was far superior to what I had expected to see. And it's Frank Lloyd Wright's house called Falling Water. And it's worth the trip, too. So those of you plan on being there, or if you get in there, hope to see you and chat a while, and we'll have a good, fun time there. My tea is pretty good again. It's one I've done a fair amount. I've got a bay leaf, just one. I got a sprig of fennel, which got so tall it fell over. I need to cut it back, bronze fennel, let it start growing again. Turk's caps blooming like crazy. I have Turk's cap flowers in the tea today, a little bit of honey, a little bit of apple cider vinegar. Pretty simple tea, really, but it's a good one, good and good for you. One of my golf buddies the other day stopped me in the hall, and he said, I heard that you take apple cider vinegar every day. And I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. What's that all about? And I guess it's a little hard to explain. Apple cider vinegar functions as kind of a general tonic for the body. It's loaded with trace minerals. The organic apple cider vinegar has got a real long list of trace minerals, not heavy amounts of them, but a lot of them. And then the acidity actually works on the body in a funny way. It actually creates a net effect of alkalizing the body, which is extremely healthy condition for you to have health-wise. So it does a lot of things like that. Plus, I just like the way it tastes. We'll talk about a little bit more of these kind of things and see what the guesses are on the photograph right after this. Howard Garrett, don't go away.
As consumers in the 21st century, we are truly fortunate to have an abundance of choices in our daily lives. But when it comes to digestive health, there should only be one choice. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, easily recognizable in the bright green box on your retailer's shelf. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics stands out among all others. Never freeze-dried, but always live and viable due to a unique 3-year fermentation process, award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provides the restorative balance needed to support your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint. And that is very important, as no two of us are alike. With over 30 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics takes digestive and wellness support to a whole new level. So look for the bright green box on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil-building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We're going to go to Red Oak, Texas, and listening on 660 is David, who wants to try to guess that contest photograph, I understand. Hi, David.
Hi, Dr. Garrett. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
My guess is the Otto Lucan English Laurel.
English Laurel. Interesting guess. Not right, but an interesting guess. You know anything about the English Laurel?
No, sir, not that much.
Okay. Well, that's not it, but appreciate you entering the contest. Did you have any questions or anything for me?
Yes, sir. A question occurred to me while I was waiting.
Sure.
I have a driveway that's got a lot of sunlight, and I'd like to get it shaded a bit, but I don't want a tree that's going to drop a whole lot of sap or anything, you know, on my cars. Do you have a suggestion for a large shade tree that would shade the driveway?
Well, all trees, every one of them, David, drop something at some time. Some just a lot, you know, more than others. And some trees that are considered really clean, like live oak, you know, which is an evergreen tree, is one of the messiest, really, because it's dropping something in the spring and in the fall and in the growing season. A lot of times it'll have aphids and things like that that are not real serious. They're kind of cosmetic pests, but they'll drop honeydew, the waste, you know, from the tree onto your car. I guess in the clean category, probably the one that would top the chart for me would be the big tooth maple, which is a native maple. It's a little bit harder to find than some of the others, and it has seed pods. It's going to drop some seed pods at some point over a period of time, but it's really not very messy and more decorative than anything. So I'd take a look at that. And then the other thing that you might want to look at is both the cypress trees, like bald cypress and Montezuma cypress, which I like even more than the native bald cypress. And then one that might even be better than those two is Dawn Redwood, D-A-W-N, Dawn Redwood. And it is, it would be arguably the cleanest tree that you could put in the ground. Now, it's more upright like a bald cypress, not as spreading, so you're not going to get quite as much shade in a short period of time. But with your requirement for being a real clean tree, it would be top of the charts.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, sir.
Might use a combination of the two as well. Thanks, David. Let's go to Lancaster. CJ's been holding a while, and then I'll get back to my stuff. Hello, CJ.
Good morning, Howard. What's up? Thank the Lord and bless us with another beautiful morning again here.
Well, it was kind of pretty this morning. The clouds, when it cleared as I was driving over here, it was really, really pretty.
Yeah, we didn't get anything over here in Lancaster. I woke up this morning. I didn't see anything, you know.
Yeah, there's a little more coming. It sounds like two or three this afternoon, so maybe you'll get something. What's up?
Well, I have a couple of questions about overseeding. I prepped my yard yesterday so I can put my ryegrass down today.
Okay.
Yesterday I went and bought some Nature's God dry molasses, but it says enriched dry molasses. I've never heard of that enriched before, but this is all they had. So I picked it up.
I'm not sure what they put in there to enrich it. What does it say on the label, CJ?
I didn't look at it. I just knew it was dry molasses, and so I just grabbed it. But it just said enriched on the front of the package there. But I just figured since it's dry molasses, you know, it's not going to stand by me.
I don't think it's any problem. I can't remember offhand what they put in there. They may have put a bacteria or mycorrhizal package or combination of the two. They may have added something else, but I bet you it's just basically dry molasses. What you want to do, though, with that, I wouldn't put down a whole lot before you plant. Go ahead and plant and get the grass germinated and up and growing, and then use it like a mild fertilizer after the grass is up and growing.
Oh, I was going to use it as a starter.
You can put a little bit down to begin with, but don't put very much. If you put down a heavy amount of molasses, you get a little bit of a potential of having a pre-emergent effect from it, kind of like you would with corn gluten meal. You'd have to use a heavy amount of it, but if you just use a very light amount and then put the bulk of it, 15 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet down after it's germinated and growing, that'd be a better way to go.
Well, what about spraying it with I have some good juice at home. What about once I overseed, just spray the entire seeds with it?
Well, that'd be great. That'd be a seed treatment, and you can treat the seed before it goes out, or the easier way is to broadcast the seed and then spray Garrett juice over the whole area, and that gives you a seed treatment, give you a little bit quicker and more even germination. That'd be a good thing to do.
Yeah, I was going to do it like that there. All right, the second question is, now, this, I haven't reseeded, and this is probably like first time in about 4 or 5 years since I reseeded, but I have a lot of thatch in my yard, and I use one of those little things to put on the lawnmower to pull all the thatch out.
Well,
but
have you been using synthetic fertilizers in the past?
And I haven't been using anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the only time you get thatch is when you're not having a healthy biological condition at the surface of the soil, which you get from using the organic fertilizers and the molasses and things like that. And if you do that, you'll never have to thatch again. Thatching, especially in St. Augustine grass, actually does more damage than good. So
yeah.
I would just apply the organic fertilizers and not worry about thatching again because, like I said, do more damage than good. I'm going to have to run. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, telephone number to be with me in the contest is still open, 866-444-3478. If you want to try to guess that photograph that's right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com and win one of the natural organic certification courses. I'll be back right after this. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. Or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. One thing I should have told you is that this Mother Earth News Fair that starts this Friday in near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you can register online for it and save some dough. So you can go to MotherEarthNews.com, pre-order right there, and get better price and all that. So if you're thinking about going, that's a good way to go. Plus, fact, you can, on their website, you can check out all the speakers and read about the event and all that kind of thing if you're not familiar with it. Let's see. I talked to CJ a little bit more off the air about something I wanted to pass on to everybody before I get back to my stuff. he was asking about building a condition so that you wouldn't have thatch and wouldn't have to deal with it. And I was telling him that basically any of the organic products, any of the organic amendments, organic fertilizer, compost, seaweed, Garrett juice, molasses, any of those things that we talk about all the time, the rock minerals, the lava sand, green sand, things like that, all of those things stimulate biological activity. And that's the solution to thatch. You never have to deal with thatch with a mechanical technique in the organic program. And it's also important for people to understand that if there is a little thin layer of thatch, that's good. That's a natural thing. That's the mulch for the turf. Just like mulch in beds or the vegetable garden or whatever, you know, we don't have bare soil exposed. In the turf, the mulch is just that thin layer of thatch, which is dead and decaying organic matter. If it's a thin layer, it's in its proper percentage and everything, it's not negative at all. It's a beneficial kind of thing. It's what you want. So what helps hold moisture in the soil. It's where the most biological activity is going on, where all the good things are happening. You always have the best situation in the soil just under the surface of the mulch, whatever that mulch is. In the case of turf, it's a little bitty thin layer of thatch. Let's see. And telephone number, if you want to jump on here, is 866-444-3478. The next thing I wanted to talk about just a little bit, and then I'll go back to the phones, is tree care. I'm having a lot of questions about tree care right now, which is great. That's really my big love is trees. And there's so many kind of built-in problems right now that are creating the stress and leading to the problems that people have with their trees. I'm seeing some trees really crash and burn right now around a pretty wide range, and it's scary a little bit. I don't think what I'm seeing is oak wilt or any specific disease. I think I'm seeing stress from environmental conditions, and then that's been combined with extremely heavy rain that we had early in the season, then ripping up to really hot temperatures, cooling off again, then ripping back up again. We're having right now in our area, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, extremely high temperatures in the afternoon for this time of the year. And plants are, for the most part, are cosmetically defoliating some. They're kicking off some foliage, a lot of leaves laying around all over the place, and people are asking about that. That's no big deal. That's just a natural balance of the water balance in the plant. The thing that is scary is I'm seeing some trees flash and go downhill now and go and die. And the ones that are no chance for survival are where the root system has been damaged to a point where it's past the point of no return, kind of like an airplane taking off of a runway. Once the root system has gone past a certain point and died to a certain percentage, the sick tree treatment that I recommend, exposing the root flare specifically, all that stuff is not going to help you once you've gone past that point of no return. So if you see some bad symptoms, and the worst one, the simplest one, is if the tree trunk is coming out of the ground like a telephone pole, you've got to get that soil off the base of the tree, because that combined with the environmental stress can take a tree out in a hurry. So I'm especially seeing it on red oaks. I've also seen it in a couple of cases where lightning hit. And in one of the cases where lightning hit, there wasn't any physical damage that lightning hit, but you can always tell when it's lightning, when it's just a part of the tree, not the whole tree. Sometimes when lightning hits, it goes down through the center of the tree and blow all the bark off, and that tree's dead. There's nothing you can do about it. But when the lightning goes down and rips a strip off of the outside of the bark, or just kills one area, one big limb or one part of the tree, generally application of the overall sick tree treatment, which is not a product, it's a whole process, you can bring the plants back. But once a tree flashes and goes totally brown all over, and you walk up to it and try to pull the leaves off and they're stuck to the tree, game's over. It's dead. If you can shake the tree or hit the tree or pull on the leaves and they easily release, generally speaking, the buds will push out again and it'll come back out. If that happens and then you let it go into stress and it happens again, you'll probably lose it. But one time, no problem at all. This is where you want to start making a note, so you make sure you don't run out of time in the winter. to get the soil off of the bases of all your plants, all your woody plants, get the vines and the ground covers off of the bases of all your plants, pull it back away from the base at least a foot so you can see what the flare is doing. And if the flare is covered, get it uncovered. And it's also a great time to start doing whatever pruning you need to do. Don't fall into the trap of tree salesmen that tell you you need to thin the tree out on an annual basis. That is untrue. It's not correct. And if anything, it can be damaging, more damaging than good for the tree. If you do need some pruning, you've got some damaged areas, you've got some weak places, you've got something that would be dangerous. If you've got a tree that's overloaded weight-wise one direction or the other, so, you know, might be danger there. If you need to prune for cosmetic reasons, if you need to remove some of the lower limbs to be able to drive in the driveway or not hit your head on the sidewalk, or if you want to frame a view differently, that's great. But those are things that are for your benefit, not the tree's benefit. So don't think that you need to lift the limbs, the bottom limbs, and gut the tree, open up the tree real widely, because those are all really bad things to do. The pre-emergence, I probably ought to mention one time, people have asked about corn gluten meal, and of course there's all kinds of talk about these toxic pre-emergents out there. Way too late now. We've had enough cool weather to where the fall weed seed have germinated, so putting out a pre-emergence, throwing your money away. If it's a toxic pre-emergent, the things that I don't recommend, of course I wouldn't have recommended them even at the right timing. But even the corn gluten meal and the natural organic things that have some pre-emergent capability, it's too late for that. You can get fertilizer value from them, and that's fine. So if they fit your budget from that standpoint, go ahead and put the corn gluten meal out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, 20 pounds or 15 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet of lawn area. The cost of corn gluten meal generally is a little bit more, so you have to look at your budget and see if you want to do that or not. On the other hand, if you're planting something in the vegetable garden, if you're planting some cool season crops, cauliflower, broccoli, cabbage, kale, onions, we're about at the window here for garlic. October is perfect for that. But if you're planting those things or herbs or flowers or whatever, and you've created a new bed or beds, and you're planting in bare soil, transplants, that's a perfect place to use corn gluten meal as your fertilizer. Plant your transplants, put the corn gluten meal on as a top dressing, as a fertilizer on the soil. 10 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, 1 to 2 pounds per 100 square feet, in other words. And what that does is that fertilizes your crops, gets them off to a good start, and it gives you the pre-emergent fertilization effect on that bare soil of the weed seed that will have been disturbed in that area that will germinate and come on and give your food crops some competition. Okay, so toxic stuff, never want it. Too late anyway, don't worry about it. Planting things, perfect time, including up to and including the solid sod, grass products. And let's see, what else was I going to tell you related to that? We've been doing, what is the other in Howard's garden in my place? We got an interesting thing going on with the ginkgo tree. As you know, if you've heard me talk about it in the past, it's a girl, it's a female, and we have a lot of fruit. And our new dog, the Hazel, loves ginkgo. And I've been a little concerned that eating some is not going to hurt her at all. Eating too much is probably not a good idea. Plus, she gorges herself on them sometimes and throws up. So in my case, and I'd recommend this to you too, if you have a female, and if you have a big ginkgo, you might have a female, because I got we got a pretty good indication that they it's an ancient tree that actually can change sex. Ours was planted as a male, and it's certainly not. It has big production every year, which I find totally okay because I dig up and transplant seedlings, grow ginkgo from the seed that come from it, and give those away to people, and I love that. But the ginkgo laying around on the ground, there's two issues. One, if you leave it on the ground too long, it smells terrible. So picking it up and either using it, harvesting it, and using it to grow more ginkgo or to eat the seed if you want to do that is fine. But leaving them on the ground, especially if you have animals around that might scarf it up too much, well, that's what I'm having to do right now, and you might have to do the same thing. We'll talk more about trees and flowers and everything else in the garden right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, don't go away. I'll be back. When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Because most schools have avoided this subject of study, we have now produced a natural organic certification class. It covers organic gardening, landscaping and farming, and designed for homeowners as well as professionals. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. That's dirtdoctor.com, then click on the certification course banner.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're going to go to someplace just outside of Chicago and talk to Nick, listening on WCPT. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Dr. Dirt. All right, my guess for your plant is it a celosia?
Celosia is not the right plant, but I appreciate you joining us this morning. Did you have a question for me?
Yeah, actually, I was going to piggyback on what you were talking about with the trees and the trimming.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. The snake oil is to trim the trees for airflow and for growth. Now, unless it's a, you know, I'm an arborist.
Oh, and, good.
I called you a couple weeks ago. I got still send you my contact info.
Yeah.
But you know, the rule of thumb is when you're pruning a tree, you know, you leave it better than you got to it, and you know, rubbing and crossing and broken and damaged and diseased and dead branches is what we take out as far as live cuts.
You're right on target.
And, you know, and then, of course, when you're removing a tree, you just, the rule of thumb is don't break anything else because that's the trees coming down. Those are the two, you know, two things. But, yeah, I wanted to say they shouldn't be over-trimming their trees because the live branches that you're taking out, you're reducing that much. You're taking off solar panels. I always relate it
to. Sure. I always tell people if the tree didn't want those leaves and limbs, they wouldn't be there in the first place. Now, that doesn't mean that sometimes you've got something imbalanced and need to do some pruning, but there's a lot of pruning in our area and sounds like in yours as well where it's just overdone. I've heard some bizarre things. I was on a commercial project one day and there was a tree care company standing in the parking lot talking to the owner, and he was telling the owner that if he would let him thin out these cedar elms and hackberries and American elms that they would bloom better and be healthier.
Oh, so, that's terrible.
Yeah, you know, we run into a lot of weird things.
Well, I just wanted to say thanks again for your show. I love it. And I wanted to also ask you a question. I was watching your video about the vinegar as a herbicide.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, and that was just basically you added those ingredients straight to the gallon of vinegar.
Right. Yeah. You don't add any water at all in the vinegar herbicide formula. There's no water in that formula at all.
So, my guess is, or my question is, cause I'm having trouble finding the 10%. And did you say, can you still get away with a 5%?
5% is a little bit too weak, even though the original USDA research was done using 5%. I tell you what you could do, Nick, go to the local feed stores, or even a grocery store, and if you can get anybody that works there to listen to you, they can get 8 to 10% vinegar really easily. It's called, sold in the grocery industry as pickling vinegar.
Pickling.
And they can get it for you. It's just a matter of them doing it, you know.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Good luck, and thanks for calling again.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and send me that stuff. I'd like to have your information about arborists that are interested in what we're talking about anywhere in the country. Well, let me talk about the contest picture just a little bit. Apparently, I made a pretty tough one today for you, which is fine. We've had some really easy ones in the past. When you go to dirtdoctor.com, there's picture that comes up. The first one is my smiling face with compost in my hand, and it's talking about the school, you know, the online natural organic certification course. And at the bottom of that little window, there's four dots there. Well, each one of those dots, if you click on it, takes you to another photograph. The others are showing, like he was saying, me making the vinegar herbicide, the formula for that, and the other one is just me explaining, a little video of me explaining the course. And then the last one, the fourth one on the right, I guess it's always the fourth one on the right, is the contest photograph. And I'll give you a little hint about the photograph. That's a photograph that was sent to me by Bob Webster in San Antonio. And most of you know that I do a little visit with him on his show every Saturdays, unless he's out of town, which he was yesterday. He's doing a little vacation trip, I think, which we'll talk about next week. But he sent me that photograph about a week ago, and it was a plant that was in his garden in San Antonio. So that'll give you a little bit of a clue there. It is a little ornamental tree. It looks like a big bush, but in the photograph it looks like a bush, but it's just a basically an ornamental tree that you can trim either way. Very fragrant, very nice little plant that will grow in Dallas-Fort Worth area, grows better in San Antonio, and so that gives you a good little clue about how to come up with the name of it. Well, we'll take a break here. That's the end of the first hour. Appreciate your calls and trying the contest. We'll do more of it in the next hour. The telephone number, and we have open lines for you at the moment, 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter, again, you can get by just filling out the form right on the homepage of the newsletter. We've got a little more in Howard's garden to do. I'll talk to you about a recipe that Judy and I made last night and enjoyed. It was terrific, and tell you all about that, as well as talk gardening right after this. Don't go away.